I'm at the National Art School Gallery with Paula Latos-Filet, who's the art director of the Dobell Foundation. And Paula, we've been looking at the exhibition together, but tell me a bit about the Dobell Foundation itself.
It's a quiet achiever, I think. There are a lot of people who don't know what the foundation has done, but the more you look into it, the more impressive it is. I mean, we're sitting in the exhibition, and that alone would have been an achievement. To donate works over a 20-year period, works that probably otherwise would never have been seen. And I think the other thing that's interesting about the show, just in parentheses, is that curators can't get around to everybody's studio, which means that if you have a large amount of material being brought into your institution, as a curator, it's really like a treasure trove. You can get to see the work of over 600 people without leaving the house, so to speak. And that meant that a lot of artists whose work was not known were actually getting into the view, not only of the public, if they became a finalist, but also in front of a curator's eyes. And some of these artists were not known to the curators. So that is another side of what I would call the benefit of this show.
It's only the benefit of art prizes, which I've never quite thought of in that way.
it really is. And because of the prestige of the possibility of getting into the gallery collection if you were a finalist, if you were the winner, it meant that people put very good work and made effort, you know. So you really did uncover some wonderful art and some wonderful artists. That's my parentheses. The prize actually started about 20 years ago, but the foundation started its work far longer in history. About 40 years ago, it did its first commission. And its first commission, because it's a very publicly minded foundation, was to commission a major work for the Opera House. At the time, the Opera House was going to be open to the public. So in 73, its first commission was the John Olson mural at the Opera House, which is Five Bells. And in a sense, that set the pace. Major artist, major work, major public space. And the rest, so to speak, is history. So the foundation always aimed really high. Other public commissions would be a Klippel that went into the art gallery collection, and also the famous Flugelman, which we see in Sydney, which used to be in Martin Place, but now is down at Spring Street in the city behind Australia Square. So you're seeing major works in the public environment, which were commissioned by the foundation.
And was the foundation established by Dobell himself or it by came... some admirers and supporters?
Thank you for that. That's one thing I neglected to mention, and that none of this would have happened without Dobell's bequest. And it was his will and his bequest to support and encourage art in New South Wales. That was the purpose. And he left his money for that purpose, his estate. And that is how all of these projects have been funded. There are trustees of the foundation, and they are the people that really hold the purse strings and make the strategic and visionary decisions, which have carried them through so many interesting projects. From early lectures, there used to be a Dobell lecture series in the late 70s and early 80s, very important international figures, Clement Greenberg, Robert Hughes, James Gleason, all were speakers for those lectures, all with different kind of approaches and topics. The foundation also endowed a chair in art history at the National University in Canberra. So Australian National University has the Dobell Chair in Art History. In addition to that, it has always supported young people by giving scholarships to students. It was one of the founding patrons of Art Express, which is now a major institution in terms of an exhibition, showing the work of final year students, the HSC, and you'll see amazing work in Art Express every year, and the foundation really was a catalyst for that getting off the ground. Very important. A lot of people don't know that. Had it not been for the foundation, I don't think that Art Express would exist today. The other thing it does, which is another one of those quiet achiever things, is that it runs every year, it funds an art school, an intensive four-day drawing training workshop here at the National Art School, and that's for Year 11 students. Students throughout New South Wales, even in the most remote communities, have the opportunity to come to Sydney for 4 days, be taught by National Art School teachers, so very high level of teaching, and an intense experience for them, not just in terms of the studio, but in terms of friendships they make, contacts they make with other people, and that occurs every year. This year, we're upping that to 100 students. So that's a very significant thing, and I think that has changed art in New South Wales. If you imagine how many years and how many students that has touched, it's quite something.
And what about the prize? It's now gone down to every 2 years, a biennial?
After 20 years, the thought was that we perhaps could reinvent ourselves and maybe look at drawing in a different way. The idea is to have a biennial of Australian drawing, a biennial being every 2 years. It will be at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. It won't be an open show. It will be a curated show. The idea is to actually show what people are doing today, perhaps in greater depth than a single drawing can show, and to show how attitudes to drawing are changing and how artists are using drawing in different ways and the incredible inventiveness that's going on.
And so that'll be starting next year?
That'll start next year at the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
So what are some of the interesting things that people are doing in drawing?
Drawing can be off the paper and off the page.
All over the walls, the floor.
All over the walls, the floors. I mean, there's all sorts of things. There's drawing in photography. There's drawing in light. You know, there are a lot of different ways. There's drawing in video. If you think of some of the work of Kentridge, a lot of his work is drawing, and yet it's also in film. So there's interesting things out there that perhaps the public are not as aware of, and this is a way of getting that into the view.
But people still shouldn't throw away the charcoal yet.
Gosh, no.
Because it's such a basic discipline, if nothing else. So, Paula, this exhibition will tour, won't it?
It will, and it has been touring this year. It has gone to Grafton and Lake Macquarie, to Orange and Tweed. It's soon to go to Tweed Heads, and after that to the Drill Hall in Canberra. So if you haven't caught it in one of its regional venues here in New South Wales, you might still be able to catch it at Tweed Heads and also at the Drill Hall next year.
And the exhibition, when does it finish here?
It finishes on the 5th of October. Don't miss it. It's wonderful.
All right. Well, I thoroughly recommend it, and thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you.